This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my genetically superior jigglers.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
We haven't incorporated genetics into it yet.
I know, I'm a scientist. This is a science podcast. Oh my God, you're wearing our new merch that we're about to drop.
I'm wearing our new merch, but I was going to say, my head, in fact, does look like a British man. So please don't hold it against me. I'm having just a day.
No, you look gorgeous. She has a slick back bun, and I would argue you pull it off because you have the jawline, where I would look like a hard-boiled egg.
Look, it's not for everyone. Not everyone feels comfortable in it. Mm-hmm. This is because I used hair gel in my hair yesterday, and I haven't washed it out, nor have I, like, showered my body.
So you haven't really tried anything?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. As you guys know, I'm kind of turning into Paige. And sorry, if you see my underwear, I'm not wearing any pants. I bought this random thing on Amazon.
What is it?
It's like a gold eye gel patch because that Haley's Bachelorette, we all put these eye gel patches on. At first, I was like, no, I'm not that kind of girly. And then I put this eye patch on.
Yeah.
And I felt like a new woman. Like, I felt rejuvenated.
Do you feel like it worked, or was it like placebo effect?
Does anyone know if skincare ever works? It's the lighting. Either the mirror lighting is good or bad.
I think the only thing that really works is like putting your face in ice. Like an ice roller is really the only thing.
Yeah. But that's still temporary. But I bought this. I put it on and I'm like, this is great. And I look to see how long you have to wear it for. And then I read it and it says hydro gel eye patch made with snail mucus.
Korean...
Snail repair intensive challenge.
Okay, so that's actually like a real thing and like esteemed in the skincare world.
Really?
So Korean skincare, like they are very into snails. You know, they put snails in all of their skincare, but I will say I swear by Korean beauty.
I do too, but like I just want to know the admin of how they collect the mucus from the snails. Like, is there like a
right
turn the snail on and the snail's like, and it just like jizzes?
I was thinking like the snail like has a cold and they're like, blow. It's
they make the snail cry. They're like, you're disappointing everyone in your life. So, oh my God, I just envisioned like we go glamping and you like find some snails and you just put them on your eye.
Were you ever, that's disgusting. Were you ever the kind of kid that had like a hermit crab?
Oh my God. Yeah. I loved hermit crabs. And there was always one kid who would like pull the legs off them and I would be horrified. And now they're serial killers.
So you had like different hermit crabs. You had them in like the little case that lived in your bedroom.
Oh, I did have that for school. Okay. I also had turtles. Where are they? Does anyone know?
I think there's two kinds of people. I think there's people that like their parents let them have these like little creatures that like weren't real pets and like in their bedrooms. And then there were parents that were like disgusting, not in my house.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of parent do you think you'll be?
Well, this is the thing with my mom. She is just like your mom, Italian, very clean, very clean. The house looks like it's not lived in. But she also was a science teacher.
So
she liked that we like were learning about animals. So it was very organized. Like there was a nice little area for our crabs.
Got it.
This is a crab podcast now.
this is a crab podcast.
Crabs are fucking sassy.
I want to be the Lenore kind of mom. Like, yeah. I want to let them experience it, not too much.
Yep. Yep. Like, there were for sure boundaries. Like, you couldn't.
In a controlled environment.
Yes. Yes. But I do have to say, like, mosquitoes, crabs, they are petty bitches. Like, they're like, oh, you're going to come in my area? I'm going to snip, snip.
Okay, so the crab that lived in your home, did it snip?
I don't know, but definitely the ones in the ocean.
Oh, those are different kind of crabs. And then sexually is a way different kind of crab.
Which kind of crabs are we talking about? Mm-hmm. This is where I lose people. When Des and I went to Mexico, that we got to like hold fucking snakes. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with a snake. I don't understand why people are scared of snakes. My nana's scared of snakes. And I'm like, they don't even have little legs. Like, how they can't even grab you.
They can barely grab you. No, what if they slither right on up your leg? That's what I'm scared. They're going to wrap around my ankles, slither right up.
It's an anklet. Make it fashion. Like the cockroaches with all their little legs. I'm like, I don't like that. Absolutely not. But a snake, everyone's holding it and everyone's like kind of scared. And this one lady like grabs it and like spins it, puts it on her shoulder. And we're like, what the hell? No. And she goes, oh, we have them at home. And I was like, excuse what? And she was like, yeah, they're so great. But like feeding them mice every day is so. And I was like,
No, not for me.
I could barely kill an ant. Like the other day, Des was like spraying this like ant stuff because we had some ants in our bathroom. And he was like, sorry, guys. And he started spraying. He was like, sorry, mates. And he started spraying. And I was like, oh, but this motherfucker is literally taking rodents and murdering them to their death.
I don't ever feel bad about killing a bug. I feel like an awful person now that Des said bye to them. Like, I'd find joy in being like, get the fuck out of here. But killing a mouse, if I can see its eyes, I personally don't want to kill it. That's how I feel.
If it can make eye contact with
you. If we can make eye contact, it's not for me.
If like, you can blink, we're not doing this.
No. You, then no, we are not doing this.
I feel like as I've gotten older, I've been weirder about killing bugs because I'm more sensitive. And I overthink everything. And then I'm like, what if he's going home to his family right now? And
they don't have.
He's running around. Now he's back to his family.
No, I don't care.
Where's Steve?
No. I don't give a shit about Steve and his fucking family. They're family biters.
Oh, God.
Okay. I feel like we have so much to talk about.
Oh, my God. We have to catch the Giggly's up.
We will talk about our Express photo shoot because it was just iconic seeing Hannah at a fashion campaign.
I had an out-of-body experience, you guys. We had a whole fashion shoot with Express. And, like, Express ads are so, like, badass. You know, it's always like,
It was, like, it could not have been more professional.
The whole day?
The whole day.
I mean, I was sitting there, and I was, like, as a kid, I never imagined, like, you were a model. Like, yes. It wouldn't have been crazy for you to be like, I'm going to be in a campaign one day. Like, obviously, I was a star in my Adidas ad, but after that, I thought that was my peak. I thought I peaked. But it is kind of crazy to think, oh my God, like, you can't plan your life like, I want to be an Express fashion ad one day. It's like all these crazy things that happened to me led to that moment. Basically, I got the ad because of Paige, but.
No, you didn't. You got the ad because of your Amazon storefront.
Swipe up, guys. It's really good. I added some stuff to home. The home section is lit. No, but I do think, like, having professional makeup artists, and then you've helped me so much with, like, you know, how to stand, how to be. Standing is really hard.
How to walk across the street. Yeah, you have to do one foot in front of the other. And, like,
I do have to tell them that one story. Paige is going first and everyone's watching her. She's like by this escalade and she looks gorgeous. And there's like 15 people on set watching her. I'm like nervous. I'm like, oh my God, what if she forgets how to stand? Mm-hmm. And this man comes up behind her in the shot.
And like, I couldn't turn around.
Paige had no idea. This man pulled his shirt above his nipples and just rubbed his stomach and watched her while she's just being glamorous. He's just in the background and people are like, okay, he's in the shot, and they try to like turn, and he would just casually then walk to the other part to get behind the shot. I mean, he clearly was a star in himself.
He was a star, and I felt as though
you thought people were just like laughing at, like,
I thought we were having a great time. I thought like I was nailing it. You guys were like couldn't believe how good like certain clothes looked on me. I was like, guys, thank you so much.
We were dying laughing.
When I watched the video back and I saw this man rubbing his nipples while he stared at me, a few things crossed my mind. One, like, sir, you're ruining my shot. But two, it was like the peak of going to the gas station and being hit on by the attendant. It was like,
it was a true New York City moment, because like, yeah, we were just on a street. Like, we didn't own that street. It was his street too.
But he lived there. He lived.
I was enjoying it until it was then my turn, and he left. He didn't care to be there. No rubby of nipples. He was like, not feeling this girl. So you got a boyfriend. I didn't. I was hurt. It's like a thin line with catcalling. Like, if someone catcalls your friend, you're like, that's fucked up. But then you're also like, wait, why didn't you catcall me?
Yes. Such a thin line. Such a thin line. Like, if I do walk past like some construction people, I'm like, are you even going to like look at me? Like,
if no one says anything, I'm like, oh, I fucked up today.
I deserve that. I deserve that. My second favorite part of the Express photo shoot was when the makeup artist absolutely roasted me.
Oh, I mean, you guys, this was the most savage shit I've ever heard. Like, I almost had to leave the room. It was so fucked up. It was so fucked up.
I have been feeling, look, we all look in the mirror and we look at things and we're like, I hate myself. How does anyone proceed during the day to look at me? Mm-hmm. So recently I've been looking at like pictures of myself or looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, wow, I feel like one of my eyes is bigger than the other. And I thought it was one of those things that like no one else could notice, and I was just being very
critical.
It's like
critical. A fun little conversation topic. Yeah, you're like, I'm perfect, but like if there was something,
I have a wonky eye. Like, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. So I really notice it when I do drink alcohol. Like, I feel like one eye gets smaller.
Lazy.
But it's not like my vision is weird. It's not like I'm like cross-eyed. Like, I just feel like one lid is like, we're tired. Like, thank you for partying. We're going to exit quicker. So I said this to the makeup artist as she's putting eyeliner on me.
In front of
tens of people.
Like a very quiet room.
It was 8 a.m.
Way too early.
We were just sitting there. We weren't speaking. And this woman was doing my eyeliner. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like eyeliner makes my eyes look so much better because of X, Y, and Z. And so I said, I feel like one eye is bigger than the other, but like, I think that's just me. I even prefaced it with, I think that's just me. And this woman looked at me and she goes, well, yeah, that's because your orbital bone is completely off. I mean, you were born like this. Like, one eye is absolutely bigger than the other. What do you mean people don't notice? And I shut the fuck up for the rest of the day.
Literally, the makeup artist was like, no, I didn't want to say anything, but now that you have like that one eye is freaking me the fuck out. Don't look at me.
I look over at Hannah, can't stop laughing. Like, couldn't even catch her breath. Like, had to make her hairstylist stop for a second so she could compose herself.
Like, you're so insecure when you're in that chair and like a woman's staring at your face and they're about to do, you don't know what they're doing. Like,
no.
You're not doing your makeup for an event. They're doing whatever the brand wants.
Yeah.
And this lady's just like, who?
You're hideous.
And she literally came for your orbital bone. Like,
I was like, oh my God, you're bringing my literal bones and genetics into this?
She's like, you have no chance. And so then we kept like making fun of your wonky eye the whole time.
Yeah.
Now I can't unsee it, which is like, that's something I have to work on for me.
Guys, I want the gigglers to see if they can tell which eye is bigger and which eye is smaller.
Okay, that's good. And if they get it wrong, you'll feel great. And if they all get it right, you have to go to an orbital bone specialist.
No, I literally got so freaked out. I actually Googled if you could like if you could get Botox to like fix it. And then I caught myself. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And I was like, fuck that bitch.
You don't know you're insecure about something until they tell you it. So my thing is, unless you yourself, without any external pressure, have been upset about something your whole life, like your nose, or if it's a trend or something people Like, for example, I never cared about my double chin. I think it's cute. But yep. then people started being like, oh, you need 90 degree chin. And then I realized, oh, no, this is just for them. And it's not
yes,
for me.
I actually completely agree with that. Like, I didn't know I had a lazy eye. You know, no one told me.
We all did. No, I'm just kidding. I never did. I can't see it at all.
Thank you.
But the fact that she came for you.
Came for me. I literally said to her, I said, ma'am, it's 8:30 a.m. Like, I'm not mentally equipped to handle this.
Yeah,
right now.
Also, you're the person that, like, when people walk in a room, they have to be like, hey, sorry, I just need to let you know you're so beautiful.
Thank you, Hannah. That's you made fun of my wonky. Yeah. I was going to say, you made fun of my wonky eye the whole day.
I did not do that. But for someone like you who gets those compliments, that must have shook you to the core.
Shook me to my core. I was like, oh my God, how
did
am
you
I
ask
even?
Craig about it?
No, I'm embarrassed to bring it up.
Oh my.
I think I might. I think I might say, do you think there's anything different about my face?
I asked Des about my chin.
What did he say?
He was like, yeah, get some lipo if you want.
What an actual man answer. What a man answer.
I was like, it's not that simple.
I asked Craig one time if I should get Botox, and he said, I don't know how that stuff works. I don't know. And, like, he got annoyed that I was asking. And so I was just like, okay, see ya.
Clearly every podcast we talk about getting Botox, we clearly want baby Botox.
We for sure want it. I mean, we bring it up all the time.
Just, like, don't go without
You've
me.
Given us this brand, though, that's like...
I know.
You're literally like the woman in the 1950s that's like, we should work. And everyone's like, yeah, we should work. And then, like, first day of the job, we're like, yo, fuck that bitch.
No, I've evolved. Since I went to LA, I changed. And I'm down with people doing it. I just... There's contingencies. Speaking yeah. of changes, Ireland Baldwin, who I follow on TikTok, shaved her head.
Hannah.
Which is the look I want you to do.
You think I'm going to shave my head and dye my eyebrows now that I found out I have a lazy eye? You literally are trying to ruin me. You ruined my fucking nails.
No, I'm your new agent. This is what I envision for you. Cover of Vogue, Paige DeSorbo, platinum buzz cut, platinum eyeshadow in a bondage dress and a mink.
I mean, yeah, I feel like in an alternate reality, that person exists. Like that
okay, that's all
version
I want
of Paige yeah. is alive somewhere and well. The one currently that we hang out with, crippling anxiety at all times. Just watched a documentary on Richard Simmons about how he was a recluse for 7 years and everyone thought it was crazy. And I was like, I don't know, though. I feel like I'm entering into that.
Wait, I feel like, is it recluse or recluse? Regardless, we need to use that word more.
Recluse.
What does it mean? He just like ran away?
Okay, so you know how like Richard Simmons was like the most famous person ever? He was like the workout gay guy.
The guy with the fro.
Yeah. He just disappeared one day. He, like, left his studio, did one, like, last, like, TMZ interview, like, on the street. They would, like, always stop him and talk to him. And then just was never seen again. And people had all these crazy conspiracy theories that he, like, that, like, his housekeeper was keeping him hostage, that he got really sick, that he was dead, like, all these crazy things.
That he got fat.
That he got really fat. And he did, like, a phone call. He, like, called into, like, Good Morning America or whatever and was, like, on the phone with them. And TMZ did this – actually, a few things I have to say about this. TMZ did this, like, fake little documentary, and they said a whole lot of nothing until, like, the last fucking minute of
the
show.
It?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. And I was, like – I kept watching it, and I was, like, is this a real show? Like, what – station is this on? It's on Fox, and TMZ has like a real show that they will like make these little documentaries. I cut better shows in college than like what they put on national television. I actually couldn't believe it. And like the people that they have doing like the interviews talking about Richard Simmons that like work for TMZ, I felt like they were playing a character. I was so uncomfortable.
Was it current? Like they recently
yes like
made
this
it?
Just came out. Yes. I also had taken an edible, so like a lot of things were happening. I'm like, I'm not loving this. I felt like a director. I was like, I could have totally done this better. Anyway, so he ends up being like, no, like I'm just such a, like that was an alternate ego and like a persona. Like the real person who I am is like, I don't want to socialize. I don't go to people's houses. I don't like want to hang out with people.
Same.
And like, I'm just like living my life. I have so much money. I can do whatever I want. And he'll like go out in public. You just would never know it was him. He like grew a beard and like all these things. And I just feel like I'm headed into my Richard Simmons era.
I mean... I love that for you.
Thank you.
I've manifested mine. I'm moving to Montana and having a cat pit bull sanctuary where I paint. That's like my full retirement plan.
To paint?
Yeah, like I'm going to paint and take care of animals and just like have a lot of sex. Ugh.
Dude, I'll come with you.
Oh my God, we'll be like we'll be next to Kanye.
We'll literally be Grey Gardens. I'm fine with that.
I just envision you like lying in the garden with a mirror just like taking photos.
No, I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to talk to anyone. I want no photos. I want people to think I literally disappeared.
You know, success is when you don't have an Instagram.
That's what I want. I want to never have an Instagram at some point.
What if one day we both delete our Instagram at the same time?
But, like, it's cheating because, like, we'll have TikToks. We're not crazy. Oh, remember, like, there was one day and you just never went on your Facebook again?
It was my birthday and I didn't even think of looking at my Facebook wall. Do you remember when your Facebook wall on your birthday was, like, social status?
Social status. And I was so petty. If you didn't write on my Facebook wall, the fuck.
Or if someone
thought
just
I was writing on yours.
If someone just wrote HBD, I was like,
yeah.
And then they're also like random guys. You're like, who is this person? He's like, happy birthday.
Yeah, like when weird people would comment, you're just like, I actually don't really know you. And then you'd feel bad like deleting it. And you're like, but this is creepy. Anywho, speaking of creepy. Well, actually, I don't want to say speaking of creepy because I haven't made up my mind about it. The MTV Awards last night, the VMAs.
I know what you're going to say.
What did you think about, what's his name? Young what?
Young Gravy. Did you know who Young Gravy was?
I knew who Young Gravy was because of you.
Yeah, because in LA, everyone's talking about Young Gravy, and I go, who is Young Gravy? But he is in a song. I didn't look in depth to it. What we know is that there is like background to this. It's not just random.
Yeah.
What's her husband?
I know. Do you want me to tell the story? I know. Yeah. Okay. So Young Gravy is this guy on TikTok. He had like a viral sound and he has like a podcast. But basically his whole persona is about how he loves MILFs. Mm. And he had done a video one day just saying how Addison Rae's mom really is a MILF. And like she's like very pretty, which 1000% she is very beautiful. Well, her ex, well, soon to be ex-husband, Monty Lopez, went on TikTok and did one of the most insane, uncomfortable TikToks about how he wanted to fight Young Gravy, like in like a
after he cheated
fight.
On his wife.
After he cheated on his wife with like multiple literal 22-year-olds. And what looked like roided out, looked like he was on drugs. Like, it was just a weird video. And Young Gravy was just like, dude, you're fucking weird. And this is, like, embarrassing for
he
your daughter.
He had a very mature response. He was like, I'm not going to fight you. And I was like, oh, my God, look at this grown man.
And so then, but what happened was Addison Rae's mom would kind of, like, sometimes comment on his videos. And it seemed very flirty on TikTok. But it wasn't, like, inappropriate, like weird, like it was whatever. And so last night at the red carpet, Young Gravy took Addison Rae's mom as his date,
and they were like,
they looked like a couple. I have a few things that I want to say about this, and I want to know if you feel the same, from petty things all the way to like one. I think this was a PR stunt. Like, and I think it was a great one. And yeah, I think it like brought a lot of attention to people who didn't know Young Gravy, like might now know. I mean, we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. I think it was like kind of a PR move for her because no one expects to see this couple where the guy looks so much younger than her. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was great. In no way do I think they're a real couple. If they are, like, Mazel tov.
Did you see them making out in the background?
Yes. They made out a lot. They were very flirty, but I really don't think... I think it was just like a funny thing. Like, yeah. I don't think they're in a real relationship.
I do have to say... Oh, continue.
Next, her dress. That is the dress I sent you a picture of that I was going to fake wear to your wedding, but it was floor length. And it's all open and, like, in the back. And I yeah. sent it to Hannah as, like, a joke. And then Sierra literally showed up in a bathing suit. Anywho. I felt like the dress was, like, she looked great. I felt like it was a little bit teeny bopper.
Yeah.
And my final thought.
And in conclusion.
And in conclusion. I went back and forth with this a lot last night. Mm-hmm. If I'm Addison Rae, I'm livid. Like, I'm, why? I feel uncomfortable for Addison Rae that not only is she this, what is she, 19?
Yeah.
Maybe 21. Not only has she conducted herself in such a crazy world with social media so gracefully, so mature, she's never caught up in like any nope. drama, whatever. She lives her life. She makes her own
she's
money.
She's pretty private.
She's very private with who's like out and about. Not only is she like so like something your daughters can look up to because what she just like dances on TikTok, she's fine. Mm-hmm. And her parents have literally brought her stock down in like 2 to 3 months. Like, I now think of them, her parents, as like so trashy. And am I like really going off right now on Addison?
I'm kind of, no, I'm like really into it. I literally have popcorn.
But like, and I feel bad for her that like she's probably had to watch every single thing she says, does, posts for her parents to just come in and make like kind of like a mockery of it. Mm-hmm. And like be at the VMAs making out with some like 25-year-old while your dad's cheating on your mom with 22-year-olds.
It's
like,
messy.
It's messy. They tried like, to how like, dare you?
They did like a wholesome reality TV show with her on like Snapchat of like them going back to Louisiana. And it's literally the most wholesome thing of her being like, look, I'm in a canoe.
And how dare they do that to their daughter?
From a like, brand I'm perspective, you're right. It's fucking messy, 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 messy. I agree with you. When I first saw it, I was like, ooh. I was like, But then I do want us to embrace like all ages. I do. Of people dating, but then
totally
further fucking more, I try to put myself in Addison's shoes like you, and under no circumstances am I letting my mother near
no.
a man named Young Gravy.
No, absolutely not.
And I don't know this
absolutely
man.
Absolutely not.
I don't know this man. I know how he looks. I know how he talks. I know how he acts. I know how he sounds, but I don't know this man. But I will never let that man touch my mother.
Also, if my father ever brought home a girl who was 2 years older than I almost wish he would. Like, I'm in the mood for something like that to happen. Like, now my father is happily married to my mother, so like there's really no chance of this happen. But in this alternate reality where I have a shaved head and eyebrows, yeah. I feel like my dad dates like a 30-year-old and I fight her. Like, I'm not here for that. I would lose my fucking mind.
And I do think, like, everyone's talking about it and it's fun. It's better than your parents getting media attention that is unwanted, but it's almost weirder that her parents are, like, wanting it.
Think like, about, like, how embarrassed you would be when your parents would pull up to, like, pick you up at a school dance or, like, drop you off at a party and no one even saw them. And you're just like, oh, my God, stop. Like, her mother's on the VMA red carpet making out with a man named Young Gravy. I'd
lose
it.
And we love a redemption era. We do. However, maybe some gigglers whose parents are divorced, they know what it's like to see, like, their mom date other men.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be so protective. Like, I feel like a mother being like, you're not dating that man with those tattoos on his face. Absolutely right. not.
Right. Absolutely like, not. I'm all for, like, obviously, yes, if your parents get divorced and your parents get remarried, like, you want the best for your parents. If my dad brought home, like, a normal woman, I would be so happy for
them. A girl named
that.
Little Potato.
Yeah. my dad just starts dating this rapper named Lil Potato. She's like 31. She's basically like that bad baddie girl from like Dr. Phil. Oh my God, I'd lose my mind. But like, in the, I don't know. I just feel bad for Addison. Like, I just feel like she's at home somewhere sending a group chat, like text to the group chat being like, are you guys fucking kidding me? Like,
I know. Has anyone checked on Addison? Because honestly, I'm fine with all of it except like, if you guys shut the fuck up, your daughter's career will be like huge. Don't.
I kind of love that Addison hasn't said anything. She's almost like, I'm too famous to like get involved with these B-list fucking people.
We're like, so right.
Like, I'll see that bitch at dinner. I don't need to interact with her.
I love in that the she's quiet. Limelight. She's like, honestly, I love it. You guys take like are ruining my stock, so shut up.
Yeah.
Also, anything else from the VMAs? Do you saw Lizzo went off? Lizzo went off.
I loved it. She also
I thought she was pulling a Nicki Minaj.
She basically gets up and says, like, people always ask Lizzo, why don't you clap back? And her answer was, because I'm winning, bitch, which I loved.
She was like, let your money speak for it or something.
Then this morning she tweeted and was like, just to be clear, I wasn't talking about anybody in my speech. I was talking about everybody. And I was like, oh my God.
Dude,
mentally saving that for like my next fight.
The hate that she deals with. Yeah, because the most recent thing was this old comedian, Ari Spears, who not in the best shape of his life either. And was basically saying horrible things about how she looks, like most recently. So
what does he look like?
I can't say because I don't want to bully.
Wait, I just say this. Does he look like what I'd picture him to look like?
He looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Okay, that's... Wait, I was picturing Ed from 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes, yes. Like, it's bad. And it's also, like, this, like, the only attention he's getting is when he talks about Lizzo.
No, I can't. I love Lizzo. Wait, you know who loves Lizzo's shapewear?
Who?
My mother.
Shut up, Yitty.
Loves it. Yeah.
Your mom is a Yitty ambassador?
Yes, literally. Because Lizzo had sent, well, not Lizzo personally, but Yitty had sent me like this sick PR package that came in like a trunk. And oh she sent God. Like, it was like a ton of shapewear stuff. And my mom happened to be at my apartment that day. And I was like, here, like, why don't you try one of these? And I gave her like a few things and she's obsessed with it. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Loves that.
But speaking of mental health, I actually was talking to Dez because he is familiar with Love Island. And
yes, who isn't these days, you know? We didn't start that or anything.
You live under a fucking snail mucus.
I mean.
So the woman who quit, she's Irish, so we kind of knew about her. And I heard that she basically said it was scheduling, and you know that sounded so weird, but it was because she was getting like so much hate.
Stop.
Like they were just like finding stuff about her, ripping her apart, and
she's literally on for 2 seconds.
And you know she's married to the voiceover?
Yes.
Which
that's so cute.
So cute. But this woman basically was like, this is not worth it for me to get all this hate. And the hate is
why I want to know why it is that British people, not to group all British people in because I love your guys' accents, but how come media in England is so much harsher than in America?
I do think the media is horrible in both, but the British, because it's smaller, I feel like they like zone in on stuff, and they also are like very witty and snarky, so it's like their personality is just like snarky.
Yeah, it's like almost here. I mean, the Love Island does have like,
well, you know about the host before her,
right, who so ended up committing suicide,
Caroline and Flack.
And she's also not the first person from that franchise to like do that. And
yes.
I just think
there's contestants who have unalived themselves from the show.
Reality TV, especially one that's like aired every single, like The Bachelor, that's on like a major network that isn't just reaching like a small subset of people on like a particular channel. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, I definitely think like there's been a lot of talk about like how do we make sure these people don't hurt themselves, because I mean I think about it all the time, just how like even the recent stuff with Garcelle, how Bravo,
I was just gonna say that,
Bravo
yeah.
literally had to be like, they're on a thin line where they're like, this is reality guys, it's real, to then have to be like, everyone calm down, this is entertainment, stop attacking families. So then you're kind of like, in reality TV people, we don't get the respect of actors, but we don't get that dissonance of like, oh, but it's still a show.
Right.
Where if you're a villain of a scripted show that's like, actually everyone knows it's scripted,
you win a fucking award.
Yeah.
What do we got? Going into our Richard Simmons recluse phase. That's what we got.
Okay. Yeah. And the craziest thing with Love Island, and as someone who knows who's filmed reality TV, when you're filming it, you don't know who's going to be the hero.
You're living your life and things are never as dramatic.
And also, I'm telling you, the person you love is never as great as you think they are.
No.
And the person you hate is never as horrible as you think they are.
No.
And you're just like living life, and then add the music, add the context, add the confessionals. The next thing you know, these people leave Love Island and look on their phone and they're like getting the
Everybody
most hate or
me.
The most love they've ever gotten. And it's emotionally like a fucking experiment.
It's a legitimate social experiment. Speaking of just like shows and like whatever, I'm just gonna for a quick second, I started watching this show on Hulu because I only do scripted now and I need at least like 10 episodes because I will get through that baby in one night. So I've been texting everybody. It's actually becoming a problem. And people have been texting me back being like, damn, you finished that already? And I'm like, it's something we're working on in therapy. Please leave me alone. I started watching.
It's friend homework.
I started watching on Hulu. It's called Dope Sick.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
basically about how they introduced OxyContin into like the world and how fucking corrupt and crazy the whole thing is, and how like the government won't do anything and the FDA doesn't do. I have a personal bone to pick with the FDA for so many reasons.
Oh my God, are you going to see them
in court?
Yeah.
Federal.
Federal
court. Like what small claims isn't even. Because every time I watch a documentary or something, like that makeup one I watched, all roads lead back to the FDA.
And I don't
vibe with
them. FDA? Who is Miss FDA? Because I'd like to see her immediately.
I know. I wonder if anyone's ever like, I don't know why my brain immediately went to. Imagine if like I met a guy and I was dating him and he worked for the FDA. Like, I want to know, who are these people?
they're like the mafia because there's all the lobbyists and they're paying people to approve things that shouldn't be approved.
The FDA and I are not homies. I don't believe in their work.
I do not love your work.
No, this is an anti-FDA podcast. And I think they're rude.
And they're the government, right?
I don't know.
Because I don't want, like, what if we start getting shadow banned by the government because we talk bad about the FDA, like Bethany Frankel claims with the Kardashians.
I think since the Garcelle thing, I've been thinking a lot, which is never good. Was thinking, like, wow, I wonder how many more times, like, this has happened where someone's hired someone or, like, a company to shadow ban or block or comment all these crazy things on someone else's Instagram.
Oh, the bots are wild. Yeah,
like, how often does that happen where it's, like, a real person is hiring this against another person?
I think in Bravo, I think Bravo celebrities do it all the time.
All the time. I think they do it all the time.
I was naive. I do have to say I was a naive bitch. And I want people to know, the Bravo listeners, like, all the blogs you're reading, the online stuff, the Bravo celebrities are behind all of it. The sneaky ones. I think so too. The sneaky ones.
Like, I genuinely think that someone on Beverly Hills did that, like, to Garcelle.
Yeah.
I don't know which one of them because I'm not caught up yet, so I haven't, like, deep dived into everything. Mm-hmm. But I think that if Garcelle thinks that, I think it's 100% true.
For some of the Bravo celebrities who, like, don't have jobs, I think that their whole job when they're not filming is figuring out how to make, like, the online persona look a type of way.
And also, housewives are cutthroat.
Yes.
I would be terrified to have a fight with a housewife. And yeah. Like, not me, not now.
Oh, I also randomly have been in a nostalgia phase of reality TV.
Yeah.
And I made a list of, like, really good reality TV shows that we grew up with that people don't talk about enough.
Okay.
Do you remember Room Raider?
Yes. I did love Room Raiders. Room Raiders, I feel like it was, like, one of the first MTV shows I ever watched.
Really?
Room Raiders and Next.
Yes. So Room Raider, for people who don't know, is you pick dates based on just looking at the people's rooms, which is so funny. And everyone's just waiting for the moment that they take the black light. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
And they go, and then they're always like, oh, there's sperm everywhere.
But it's like, I still have never, like, understood a black light. Is it only for sperm? Like, I don't get it.
I have no idea. But you know that shit was planted by
Because
producers.
If you came into my room, like, I don't know. I could have totally spilt ketchup at some point on my wall. Like, not out of the realm of possibilities.
I'm like, I don't. It's not cum. It's period blood. That's just period blood.
I don't know. I've had some drunken nights where I've just vomited wherever I'm standing. Like, it could be literally anything.
But they need to bring back those kind of shows. Do you remember Pimp My Ride?
Yeah, they need to bring back, like, stupid reality shows.
Yeah.
That were, like, mindless.
These Pimp My Ride shows, I heard, was hilarious with Xzibit, and I didn't even know his rapping. He, like, got famous from that for me.
I thought he was famous from Pimp My Ride.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, like, so successful. But he would give these people ridiculous cars, and then it was, like, impossible if they didn't have the money to, like, upkeep the car.
Most of those people end up losing their car and having to, like, sell it. That is the real documentary we need. Pimp My Ride was a fucking cult.
Yeah. Apparently all those, like, house shows where they'd, like, be like, we gave this family a mansion. And then they're like, we can't pay for air conditioning.
Yes. Those Extreme House Makeover.
They didn't talk
my
about
favorite
it.
Meme to this day is, like, house shows is like, I'm a butterfly catcher and my husband, like, rows a boat down at the river and our budget is $7 million. Like, that's so true. Wait, you want to know something? I copied you.
Oh my god, what'd you do? I mean, not the first time, but I mean, put on my tab.
I got, like, jealous that you were, like, redoing your apartment and, like, doing all this stuff, and I was like, fuck, like, I want to do something. So I was like, started looking up South Carolina interior designers because I was like, you know what, Craig, I got this. And I was like, can I just hire an interior designer? And he was like, yeah, sure, like, literally
do whatever
you want.
Has he designed it yet, or he thinks he has?
No, he hasn't yet. And like he's getting new floors in his living room right now. So like yeah. I'm in the pro. I did do the process of making him throw out everything I hated.
Good. But it sounds like he's doing the hard work of like the big substantial stuff. But now you could make it. What's the vibe? Are we doing like farmhouse chic?
Okay, so here's my vibe. I'm yeah. fully on Pinterest. Yes. Follow me on Pinterest. I want it to look like it's a home in Charleston. Like, I want it to be the exact opposite of what my apartment looks like.
Yes.
But I want it to be, like, a little modern. Yeah. So, I have a call with an interior designer this week, and we're doing it. I just like, I'm very excited.
Having, like, a wooden board that says, like, blessed and never stressed.
This house is a home. We are family here.
Wait, also, do you remember Date My Mom?
Oh my god, vaguely.
Vaguely, yeah. We blocked it out because it was kind of weird. It was giving very Sherry and Young Gravy vibes. But like yeah. the guy goes on dates with
it's the mom. Giving Addison Rae family reunion vibes.
And then finally I wrote Rock of Love and Flavor of Love.
What about, do you remember Boiling Point?
Yeah, was that like the hidden camera show?
Yeah, and they'd like put you in situations and see like how long it took for you to freak the fuck out.
Yeah, it was like
I always wondered like what I would do on that show.
I feel like I couldn't watch it. I would get too
It was an anxiety ridden show.
Especially when you could tell the person was a people pleaser and someone was like doing something crazy and they were just crazy. Like, okay.
They're just like spitting in all the salads and there's some like young nice college girl just being like it's totally fine. It's like fine. I love it.
That would be me. You would just like call your mom and be like something fucking weird's going on and I'm like
yeah, I'd be like okay. I've definitely gotten more vocal. I'm trying to think like when's the last time someone did something like fucked up that I didn't know on like the street or something and I was like, "Yo, what the fuck?" I think I'm only assertive in public because I know I'm never going to see that person again. But like when it comes to like people I know, I'm like, no, it's totally fine. Whatever. I'll just die. Thank you.
Did you hear about J-Lo? Apparently in her dancing auditions, she asked anyone who was a Virgo and she cut anyone who was a Virgo. What do we think? Genius or...
I think that's crazy. And I don't think anything, I think I have backed J-Lo through everything. We've had multiple debates on this podcast about J-Lo's actions. And I feel like I think this is crazy and I feel like you respect it.
I do respect it. It's just, she should have gone about it on the low. Like, she probably had so many dancers and it's a good way to just like cut people in the process. And if you know you hate a Virgo, I mean, I think to say you hate all Virgos and you don't know they're rising.
I think it's crazy. I actually really get along with Virgos.
I'm attracted to Virgo. I'm attracted to Virgo men, but like, you ever go through a time of dating where I dated like 4 Virgo men in a row and they all just weren't it?
I don't think I've ever dated a Virgo, but a lot of my good friends, like girlfriends, are Virgos. I don't know what it is, but they're very like type A people.
Oh yeah, you know who's a Virgo?
Who?
She hates us.
Who?
Elena. our CEO.
She was texting me. I knew there was something about her that I liked, and I knew it was efficiency. Yeah, but like
she does not fuck around, and that's why you know how I am with admin. She was like, "Hey, if you want me to come to the Vegas show, can you give me like literally any information?" and I was like, "Hey, heart," and she's like, "Still not giving me any information." And she was like, "The Virgo in me shaking," and I'm like, "Meow."
Hannah and I have tried to book admin for our Vegas show for what now, a month and a half. Like seriously.
But also the best is Paige is like, no, I booked it. I'll send it to you.
Never did that. No, because usually I book travel and then I send it to Hannah so she can just copy it. Remember the one time I did book travel and you're like, hey bitch, totally wrong day.
It happens. It does.
The admin details, is crazy.
But the behind the scenes of these live show guys, you don't want to know. You only want to get the finished product. You don't want to know how the sausage is made.
No.
Oh. Oh, okay. I found a random photo hack for Amazon. on TikTok. This is crazy to find, to find dupes.
I just, wait, I saw this. You saw that girl take a picture of like a real thing and then put, explain it right now.
Run.
Because,
you need to run.
Wait,
run,
I'm going to hold my phone up.
So in the search bar of Amazon.
Okay, in the search bar of Amazon, there's a little.
On
like,
your phone.
Yes, on your phone, on the app, there's a little icon that looks like a camera.
Yes.
You take, like it looks like you a click scanning that. Thing. Mm-hmm. You can either take a picture of, like, you can go on, like, say you go on, like, Revolve, mm-hmm. and you screenshot a picture of a skirt. Mm-hmm. You then go into.
It's basically like a reverse image search, like you do to yes. Google, but you could do it into Amazon. I told you guys I've had freakouts because I, like, can't find a dress I like. Let's take a screenshot of anything you like, expensive, fancy designer, put it into Amazon, and then they will show you every single thing they have that looks like that. Game over.
Wait, why is it like not working for me now?
It's not Amazon working for Paige. It's not working for Paige, but that's because she's been blocked by Amazon. Because
you've probably done something.
I blocked her.
You've been like, she's out. She's out of Amazon now. And like one day Hannah's just going to show up on my Amazon lives and be like, we don't know. She's tired. She's not here. I'm like locked in a closet somewhere.
Oh my
it's like
God.
Her and the makeup artist from Express just being like, she had a wonky eye. She's fired.
Thank God that girl with the weird eye is gone. Also, I don't want to stress you out, but like,
oh God, what?
Halloween is coming.
No.
Okay, and I'm in a position with you where like our partners are not great with this. Like Dez.
No.
I have to, either it has to be his idea or like I need to drug the man yeah. for him to ever do a partner's costume with me. I kind of want to make him John Lennon and me Yoko Ono.
I kind of love it.
Like I want to put him in a wig and I'll be like in a black wig and he'll get the glasses.
Kind of a vibe. Here's the thing about men in Halloween. The whole time leading up to Halloween, they're like, I don't know. No, that's stupid. They never say like, yeah, just do it. They're always like, I don't know. I mean, what are we doing? Like, yeah, like whatever. No, I don't kind of like that. Then the fucking day of Halloween or the day you have to go somewhere, they come in. They're like, you know what we should have done? We should have done this. And then like whatever you have already bought and they put on, they're like, yeah, like it's fine. And you're just like, I'll jump off the balcony right now. Like I will lose my fucking mind. So
that's the problem with being in a relationship, you guys. You have to consider like their feelings with stuff.
It's exhausting.
It is like having another child.
It's an admin nightmare.
And a true admin nightmare. The thing with Dez and I is like we like don't do holidays.
No.
Like we'll just be like, oh, Halloween. I don't know her. And no. It's kind of badass. But then again, it's like sometimes one of us needs to be like, come on. Like, during the day, he's that person. During the day, he's like, let's play volleyball. Let's do this. But at night, he's sleeping.
Yeah.
And I'm on TikTok. And you can't you can't find us. You can't reach
and
us.
And I love that chemistry. I'm fine with doing day things.
Yes.
I don't want to go out at the nighttime.
But I did. Problem. I also don't want to do day things. So what's that called?
Richard Simmons era.
Do you remember what you said to me at the Express shoot? You go, I want to throw a dinner party.
No. Okay, Hannah and I were in this one shot and it was this massive dinner party and it was the table was amazing and I yeah. looked at Hannah and I said, I want to throw a dinner party like this, but I don't want anyone to come. Like I want to invite no one. I just want to look at this aesthetically pleasing dinner party.
And I felt that in my core. Yeah. Because even, like, you're, like, planning your home and people are like, oh, and you could throw a little party here. And I'm like, absolutely not.
Just like, probably not.
Absolutely not. Like, a willing dinner here? Absolutely not.
I've been tricking Craig for so long because he was, like, giving me all these ideas that he's doing in his backyard. And he's like, and then, like, we could play games over here. We could have people over here at a fire. I'm not inviting a single person to that home. Like, and if Craig invites you, know that I don't want you there. Like, I'm not trying to show. I'm not trying to hang.
It's
like
a specific anxiety. Having someone in your home means, like, you can't leave.
No.
Or like once I've been like, I have to go. You could stay, but I have to go. There's towels in the back. There's shampoo if you need. I need to get out of here.
Have you ever had someone at your apartment that like just hasn't left? Like just doesn't leave?
Oh my God. And I'm so bad at saying goodbye.
I have one friend that like I know when this bitch comes over, like she's staying for a while.
I feel like when I'm at your place, I'm like, just tell me when to leave. Like, tell me. No, I'll leave.
Okay,
now.
This is how like one of our great factors of like being your friend. Like once we're done with whatever we're doing or like we finish that convo or like whatever, I feel like we both get a vibe. And you're like, all right, I'm leaving. And I'm like, see ya.
We will like be chatterboxes. Then we just kind of run out and we start looking at our phones. And I realize it's been like 5 minutes and I'm like, we're done here. And that is called like knowing your boundaries with people.
No, but that nothing makes me more comfortable in a friendship than like having that where I'm like, okay.
No, you're literally like a cat. Like you, if you're constantly looking at you being like, hi, you're like, I hate you. But I will literally like not make eye contact with you sometimes. So you calm down.
Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/giggly squad and use code giggly squad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/giggly squad, code giggly squad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/giggly squad, code giggly squad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Paige and I had to do this shoot where we were like in our pajamas in bed. And our intimacy issues, they were like they weren't telling us to cuddle, but like it was very beginning of a porno and I couldn't like get that out of my head and I just like couldn't. I couldn't. And then they like said, my chin fat was like no, coming
it
out.
Also like wasn't even just the bed shot. They were like look at each other and laugh and like we couldn't do it. Like we would start hysterically laughing so hard
and like I didn't know where to put my hands, like it was so weird. And like you never like when I would touch you, you never would like lean in to be like no. Yeah, you know, it's just like shiver. I'd be like, oh my God, who hurt you?
Oh my God, I needed a laugh like that. Oh my God, that's so true. Some people like are hugging all the time. Like friends, like hug.
My problem is I'm so sweaty. Yes. So like it's bad when people hug me. Like they leave like and they need to take a shower.
The other day, Sierra was walking out of the house and she kissed, like, I think she went to kiss my cheek, but she kissed my
Wait, who?
Sierra. And then she started laughing. She's walking out. And all I said to her was, what the fuck? And I was so taken back. And, like, she started laughing because I was so, like, stunned. I was like, why would you do that to me? You know I don't like intimacy.
Dude, the whole, like, saying hi to people kissing admin, I don't fuck with. No. Everyone has different rules. The amount of men that I've kissed on the lips accidentally, and I always just go, oops, we just kissed on the lips. Because you just have to say it or it's so awkward.
No, I thought that, like, one of the things after COVID that was going to stay permanently banned was, like, hugging and, like, kissing hello and goodbye. Like, I'm still trying to make that a thing where, like, that's not what we do.
You've put out your elbows still. I'm into the pound.
No, just I'm into just being like, hey, and sit down and, like, take my seat and, like, be in the room with you. Like, I can say hi and feel like we sufficiently greeted one another.
Yeah. You're like, if we made eye contact, you've seen through my soul and it was too much.
Yeah, like, you're good in my book. Like, it's fine. You don't have to give me a hug. You don't even have to acknowledge my presence. I'm cool.
I feel like you get less in new social interactions where I get too much.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, we have give us 3 hours and then we're, yeah, like, both the same.
Yeah.
But I come in hot and you come in cold.
I come in very cold. I come in very intimidated.
And then I have to speak for you.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you meet a toddler and the toddler just, like, hugs their parents' leg, yeah, and, like, looks that's away. That's literally me and Paige when you meet her. And they're like, is she okay? And I'm like, she's actually kind of shy when you first meet. Paige, it's okay. You could be nice to them. They won't touch you.
Paige, say hi. They want to know how old you are.
Paige, say how thank old are you. Say thank you. They said your eyes look almost even. Say thank you.
And it's not like I hate that person that I'm meeting. I just don't know them. And so I have to warm up.
But I also think that you are a listener and an observer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're better at, like, understanding people's vibes, where I will first just focus on trying to get them to like me.
Yeah. See, like, when I first meet people, I'm like, I feel like I make up, like, a whole thing in my head about, like, why I shouldn't trust them, why they probably don't like me. And so, like, I should be a little, like, okay, let's be cautious here. We don't know.
Paige, like, we met a barista. Like, they're getting us coffee.
And I'm like, but what's your sign? You know, like, that says a lot about a person. I'm getting the non-trusting vibes from
they're
you.
They're like, ma'am, do you want soy milk or what do you want? Yeah. You initially don't trust people until they prove that they're trustworthy, where I trust everyone until they fuck me.
Yes, but I would say when we first meet people, we're both the same. We're like, we're both nice and we'll talk to you, but we're thinking very different things in our heads. Like, yeah. I'm thinking, what are you scheming? And you're thinking, like, I love this person. She's my new best friend. And I'm like, hold up, because this bitch is plotting and I could tell from her body language. Like, we mentally will have a conversation. You're like, let's, like, be friends with her. And I'm like, she's literally planning your demise. So don't invite this bitch to lunch.
You do know your friend soulmates and normal people soulmates. If you have an interaction with someone and then that person leaves and you guys look at each other and you have the exact same reaction to it.
Like, there have been multiple times that we've had to look away because other people are in the room and I don't want them to catch the vibe that we're having a telepathic conversation. So we have to look away, start texting.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah.
Whenever we're in the room with other people, it's almost like embarrassing for them.
Oh, for them or for us?
Both.
Okay, because sometimes, like, when we're in the room with other people, I get so embarrassed because I feel like there's so many times where we have to be like, no, but we're fine.
Oh, like, we make a joke that's a little too self-deprecating and everyone's like, what?
Or, like, we'll just laugh uncontrollably and be like, whatever, we'll say something dark and we'll be like, no, we're kidding, but, like, not really, we're fine, it's fine.
Literally ignore us. Don't just mufflers.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway,
anywho,
guys, thank you for gigging with us. We have some tickets left for New York City and, like, literally, like, 6 tickets left in Medford, Boston, Massachusetts area. And we just love you guys so much.
Also, wait, just last thing. Our New York City shows are in the middle of Fashion Week. And if that's not so on brand for you, Hannah, I don't know what else.
I thought it was like Midtown.
And it's also the... What?
Is it in Midtown?
What are you talking about? What's in Midtown?
Fashion Week is...
Yeah, but what does that have to do with it being Fashion Week in New York City?
I don't know where Fashion Week is. I thought it was downtown.
It's a state of mind, first of all.
It's a state of mind. Oh, sorry, then it's my fashion year. It's my fashion year.
It's also the U.S. Open. How on brand. Oh, my God.
I know. I'm watching
and
it right
now. New Giggly Squad merch is giving Parent Trap Lindsay Lohan vibes because she's on the come up, and this is also a Lindsay Lohan stan podcast.
Yes. Wow, that was good. You normally don't get involved in the outros.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
See ya.
Bye.